There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with updates from Israel, where for the first time and starting today, the country hosts the 72nd annual meeting for the European region of the World Health Organization, WHO. The three-day conference will be attended by 25 health ministers and more than 50 European health system directors, during which Israel's health minister, Nitzan Horowitz, is expected to sign health-related cooperation agreements with Germany, Croatia, Cyprus, and Kazakhstan. Addressing the conference, Horowitz pointed out that the conference presents a perfect opportunity and platform for Israel to cement its ties with the world, the World Health Organization, and European countries, adding that Israel's expertise in world health remedies and technology can also position the country as a leader and contributor to global health challenges and solutions. And while Israel establishes its contribution to worldwide health-related issues, the country is actioning a nationwide plan to develop and boost its high-tech workforce, also focusing on integrating the underrepresented Arab and Haredi communities as the country experiences a shortage of skilled workers. The government has also decided to introduce a high-tech educational program, starting this current school year with intent to enhance technological, cognitive, and digital proficiency to prepare future generations adapt to the expectations of the 21st century labor market. It is predicted that during the next 5 years, demand for professional high-tech workers is expected to increase, and the government hopes that this newly implemented plan stabilizes and strengthens Israel's continually expanding high-tech industry, also boost links with the world's Jewish community, and serve as positive and progressive diplomacy for the state of Israel. Well, the latest news from Canada now, and Jewish federations countrywide have begun with their seasonal fundraising campaigns by hosting banner gala events and prominent community leaders and big-name personalities to motivate and garner support for communities countrywide. The Jewish Federation of Toronto is hosting Stephen Harper and former President George W. Bush, whilst the Vancouver Federation will be graced with the presence of American actress, game show host and author Mayim Bialik. And remember her, the infamous nanny, American actress, comedian, writer, activist, and trade union leader Fran Drescher, who will specifically focus on Vancouver's new venture. That's J West, a new expanded Jewish community center and residential complex, which will be considered as one of the most expensive Jewish building endeavors ever undertaken in Canada. In Montreal, Federation CJA has launched its fundraising campaign with the theme One Heart, One Community, the aim of which is to support the community's most vulnerable and address the most pressing needs in its Jewish community. In North Africa, a show of recognition and solidarity is taking place in Moroccan cities as Muslims currently living in Mellahs, which were once historic thriving Jewish quarters, are now, through a newly introduced program, learning about and benefiting from the heritage of the area and culture of Jewish lifestyle. Well, the program, spearheaded by the American Sephardi Federation and Mimona Association, in particular aims to teach Judaica and traditional Jewish art. And as a result, many of these Muslim residents have found a stable trade in creating Jewish artifacts and art pieces which they sell to visitors. Not only has this activity uplifted their communities, their quality of life and surroundings, but has also given residents an opportunity to sell their wares to an even larger and continuous influx of Israeli and Jewish tourists from abroad. And on a lighter note, Israeli actress Shira Haas will portray Israeli superhero Sabra in the Marvel film Captain America: New World Order. So who is Sabra? Also known by alias Ruth Bat-Seraph, she is a mainly unknown character in the comic world, first appearing in the 1980s Incredible Hulk comic book series, sporting multiple costumes and also displaying the Star of David. Interestingly, while there are numerous Jewish characters in the Marvel universe as such as Moon Knight, Magneto, and The Thing, Sabra is so far regarded as the only known superhero in Marvel comics to have been born and raised in Israel. Captain America: New World Order is scheduled for release in May 2024. Well, for Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.